Over the past few months on the program, we've been hearing from you about trade lingo. We asked you to tell us your terms of the trade, bits of slang from your line of work that might stump anybody on the outside, and we've heard quite a collection.
The word is pebcac.
Flying pickles.
Chicken in the gate.
Toy, toy, toy.
Salads over St. Louis.
It's a 1-4-5 with a short 4.
Grok.
Frogging.
Uncle Bob.
Well, that last one, Uncle Bob, prompted radiologist Harold Friedman to get in touch with some trade lingo of his own.
As soon as I saw that, I go, Uncle Bob, Aunt Minnie. Perfect.
Aunt Minnie. Dr. Friedman explains the term was coined by a well-known radiologist, Ben Felsen, in the mid-1900s. Felsen was able to look at a scan and quickly make a complex diagnosis.
And people were always amazed at how he was able to do this. And he'd go, you know, it's like my Aunt Minnie. She'll come to the door, and when I see her, I don't say, oh, there's an old lady in the door. She's got white hair. She has a slight limp. You know, could be Rose down the street, but I think it might be Aunt Minnie. Instead, he just says, hello, Aunt Minnie.
No question of who it is or what you're looking at.
Yeah, it's when a radiologic finding is so specific and compelling that there's really no realistic differential diagnosis. You don't have to say it might be this, it might be that. It's absolutely that.
And you're saying that from this one radiologist, Dr. Felsen, this term, Aunt Minnie, spread broadly through the radiologist community.
It did, because it was such a nice term, and there was really nothing else that encompassed that kind of a thing. You know, sometimes people say, I get a gut feeling, or I have a gestalt about what it is, but that really doesn't tell you the kind of thing like an Aunt Minnie. Aunt Minnie is really related to, you have the knowledge base, you've seen it before, it's this. Just like your Aunt Minnie. You just know her when she comes to the door. In fact, Aunt Minnie is so common that the primary website for radiologists is actually called AuntMinnie.com.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Dr. Friedman, is an Aunt Minnie always a bad thing, something you don't want to see on a scan?
No, actually, it can be something that you just want to leave alone. It might be a tumor that somebody who hasn't encountered it before might think it's cancer, but you know you've seen it several times and you know it's a benign, what we would call a leave-me-alone lesion. Something that's there, it's never going to be a problem, just leave it alone.
You know, I'm wondering if Dr. Felsen's actual aunt, Aunt Minnie, had any idea that her name had become such a term of your trade.
Well, here's the best part of the story, is it turns out he actually did not have an Aunt Minnie.
Oh, you're kidding me. There is no Aunt Minnie?
There is no Aunt Minnie, but it was such a wonderful term.
Well, Dr. Friedman, thanks so much for talking to us and for telling us about Aunt Minnie in the world of radiology.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Harold Friedman, a radiologist in Deerfield, Illinois. Got some trade lingo for us? We're still collecting. We're on Twitter and Facebook at NPR ATC.